Gus the Snail, 1977. Gus is a snail in puppet form, just over 80 centimetres tall including his shell, which is actually an old-style television set with a flower pot on top. He has a long, soft body, a bit like an orange sock, that tapers to a point at the tail. He has a tuft of black hair, large beady eyes, and a flappy open mouth with a pink felt tongue. Above his eyes, he has two long orange antennae with a yellow bauble on the end of each one, a bit like a lollipop with a tall stick. His body is soft, but his shell is rigid, and as mentioned, it takes the form of a TV set. Its screen is currently displaying the logo for Gus TV, which features Gus's smiling face in an ornate gold frame. There are two white knobs or dials on the front of the television set, and sitting atop it is a yellow flower pot on a white crocheted doily. A red flower like a carnation is growing out of the pot on a green stalk. The tilt of the flower pot and Gus's gaping-mouthed expression give the character a slightly madcap air, and the bright colours used in his fabrication are really playful and fun. Object label, knock knock, who's there? Gus the Snail. Gus loved telling knock knock jokes, but his bossy, self-centred nature didn't endear him to everyone. Gus was on a mission to conquer the world, but often found that the world was against him and his big ideas. He frequently complained that things were unfair to snails. Gus wore an antenna atop his television set shell at first, but this was later replaced by a flower pot or, on occasion, a suitcase. His television originally served as a blue screen device, with images or video overlaid in post-production using a technique known as chroma keying.